Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Art of Community: Seven Principles for Belonging by Charles H. Vogel is a nonfiction guide to community building and organizational culture, positioned at the intersection of leadership, social psychology, and practical ethics. It argues that durable communities are not accidental byproducts of shared interest, but carefully cultivated relationships shaped by clear norms and intentional practices. The second edition updates the original framework with additional material, including attention to virtual communities. While preserving the book's central claim that belonging can be designed without becoming artificial, Vogel distinguishes true communities from loose groups by focusing on mutual concern, identity, generosity, moral expectations, and shared emotional language. He then organizes his argument around seven principles: boundary, initiation, rituals, temple, stories, symbols, and inner rings. The result is both conceptual and applied, aimed at readers who want a durable framework for creating connection in workplaces, faith settings, online groups, and other social environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Vogel distinguishes a real community from a mere group. One of the book's most important contributions is its definition of community as a relationship of mutual concern rather than simple proximity or shared activity. Vogel argues that many collections of people look like communities from the outside, but function only as groups because they lack deeper social bonds. He identifies five markers that separate communities from ordinary groups: shared values, membership identity, generosity, moral prescriptions for behavior, and shared emotional language. This framework matters because it gives leaders a diagnostic tool. A group may have regular meetings, a common task, or even strong enthusiasm, yet still fail to generate belonging if members do not feel responsible for one another's welfare. The book therefore shifts attention away from surface participation and toward the norms and meanings that shape interaction. That distinction also explains why communities often endure longer than purely transactional associations. They sustain commitment by giving people a role in each other's lives, not just a reason to show up. Secondly, the seven principles as a structure for building belonging. The core of the book is the seven principle model: boundary, initiation, rituals, temple, stories, symbols, and inner rings. Vogel presents these not as rigid rules but as recurring patterns found in resilient communities across history. Boundary defines who is inside and who is outside, giving the community a recognizable shape. Initiation marks passage across that boundary and helps newcomers feel officially received. Rituals create repeatable actions that carry emotional meaning and reinforce shared commitments. Temple refers to a dedicated place, physical or symbolic, where the community gathers and recognizes itself. Stories preserve origin, purpose, and values in memorable form. Symbols condense meaning into objects or gestures that members can recognize quickly. Inner rings describe structured pathways for growth, allowing people to deepen their participation over time. What makes the framework useful is its completeness. It shows that belonging is not created by one gesture alone, but by the interaction of thresholds, recognition, memory, and progression. This gives readers a vocabulary for seeing why some communities feel coherent while others remain loose and unstable. Thirdly, why boundary and initiation matter more than open access alone. Vogel resists the assumption that a healthy community must accept everyone equally at every level. Instead, he argues that a clear boundary is necessary if belonging is to mean anything at all. Boundary does not simply exclude people. It creates distinction, clarity, and responsibility. Equally important is the role of gatekeepers, who help newcomers cross from outsider status into membership. This is a practical insight because communities often fail when entry is either too vague or too informal, leaving newcomers uncertain about how to participate. Initiation then gives social proof that the person is accepted, which reduces ambiguity and helps the individual understand the community's expectations. The book also addresses the crisis of belonging that can persist after formal entry, when new members still feel unsure of their place. Vogel's response is personal invitation, a direct sign that someone is wanted and seen. This emphasis matters because it shows that inclusion is not only administrative, but relational. A community becomes welcoming not by erasing distinction, but by making the path into membership visible, meaningful, and affirming. Fourthly, rituals, symbols, and stories as tools that make values visible. A major strength of the book is its explanation of how abstract values become durable through repeated social forms. Vogel treats rituals as actions that acquire meaning because a community invests them with shared significance. These can be formal or informal, but they work best when they connect people emotionally to the group's identity and commitments. Symbols and tokens extend this effect by turning belonging into something memorable and visible, whether through objects, gestures, or recognized signs of status and participation. Stories perform a similar role at the level of memory. Origin stories, in particular, help members understand why the community exists, what it learned, and what ideals it preserves. Together, these elements are not decorative. They are mechanisms of continuity. They reduce the need for constant explanation by giving insiders a common emotional and interpretive code. The book is careful to show that ritual and symbolism are not inherently religious or ceremonial in a narrow sense. They operate in workplaces, volunteer groups, and online spaces whenever people need repeated forms that express belonging more clearly than policy statements can. Lastly, inner rings and the pathway from newcomer to elder. The inner rings model is one of the book's most distinctive ideas because it treats community as a developmental structure rather than a static membership list. Vogel describes movement through stages such as initiate, novice, member, senior member, and elder, showing that belonging deepens through participation and responsibility. This model matters because it addresses a common failure in organizations. Newcomers are welcomed initially, but then left without a visible path to growth. When people cannot see how they can contribute more fully, their commitment often weakens. Inner rings solve that problem by linking status to service, learning, and trust. They also help leaders avoid flattening every role into the same level of access, which can blur accountability and weaken the sense of progression. The model is especially relevant for communities that want resilience across time, because elders are not merely senior figures, but stabilizing presences who carry memory and continuity. In this sense, the book presents belonging as an evolving responsibility. People are not only admitted into community, they are invited to mature into roles that help the community last. In conclusion, The Art of Community is best suited for leaders. Facilitators, organizers, managers, educators, faith leaders, and anyone trying to build a group that feels coherent rather than merely coordinated. Readers looking for a broad, readable framework for belonging will benefit most, especially if they need a conceptual map before designing programs, rituals, onboarding, or membership pathways. Its value is not in offering a long list of tactical hacks, but in giving a clear model for understanding what makes communities durable in the first place. That makes it especially useful for people working across workplaces, social clubs, online networks, volunteer settings, and mission-driven organizations. Compared with many books on community engagement, it stands out for blending historical depth with practical structure. Vogel does not treat belonging as a vague ideal. He breaks it into recognizable components that can be observed, named, and intentionally shaped. The second edition is also well-positioned for contemporary readers because it accounts for virtual communities without abandoning the book's broader social insights. In a crowded field of leadership and community-building books, this one distinguishes itself by being both principled and usable. If you would like to support Charles H. Vogel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.